Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
What brand? Walmart brand? Casper's are like a brand.
We're on air, by the way.
I don't know what brand it is, but
listeners, yeah. You're joining us mid episode.
Wait, are we going to discuss the milk and
First, I want you guys to finish screaming at each other about how much mattresses cost.
I just want to know where he's getting a mattress for $150.
I agree with your first. I think, Ryan, you were right with your first one. 1970.
Walmart. Mattress in a box.
Are you sure this isn't a mattress pad in a box?
Sam's used to have pretty cheap mattresses, but I don't know about $150.
All right, Roach, just so that you're watching too, we've got three of the five of us on our phones right now.
But listen, mattress prices. For those of you just tuning in,
which is everybody because we just turned the episode on, people are going to be checking their phones wondering why it's glitching out.
I sent out a tweet saying that I need a new mattress because
tweet this too.
Yeah, why the world. Are you tweeting that?
The world. You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
Why would you just tweet, I got to put my sneakers on?
But I tagged about a dozen bed makers, mattress makers in it. So far, I've gotten two responses from plushbeds.com and Helix Sleep.
And Helix Sleep, they advertise on a lot of podcasts.
Just to stub, here's the stub, Spa Sensations by Zenas, 6-inch memory foam, $99 to $159.
Well, here's Walmart's.
What size?
Linen Spa, 6-inch inner spring mattress in a box, $118 for a full size.
Thank you all for tuning into Mattress Pals.
I just want to make it clear. I was the biggest idiot on the face of the planet.
Oh, no, we didn't say that.
For suggesting that there was a mattress for $150, and I found far that are under $150.
Okay,
If you'd like us to review your mattress, please email us at 4fatguysshow, that's all spelled out, at gmail.com.
The full extra large, I'm sorry, $159.
Ooh, so the full?
The full extra. Full extra large.
Yeah, okay, you got a bigger bed than a full.
I'm not buying it for myself. I'm buying it for our spare bedroom now.
Oh, then you got to go cheap.
Oh, well,
then,
if you're not sleeping on it, then you buy a
that's what I'm buying.
A couple of bags of cotton and put it down.
They're still, they're queen size.
I want him to go out and buy this.
Their king size mattress in a box is $249.
Yeah. I want you to go buy it and sleep on 6 inches.
The queen is $199.
We got a king size.
I want to know what sleeping on 6 inches of foam feels like.
We've got a full, and we got to change it.
A full?
We have a full mattress.
You guys are on a full?
We're on a full.
Can't live on a full.
Minimum of a queen.
Yeah.
Queen is a queen.
You're not big people, but you got to be right on top of each other.
It's tight.
We've got a queen.
When I go to bed, you know, if it's that time of the week, then okay.
You mean year.
We can.
You mean decade.
We could share the space, but generally speaking, it's a love you, good night. Now you stay on your side. Oh, I got mine.
I'm kind of like that.
Don't touch me.
We're like two boxers. Get together in the middle, mix it up, and go to our corners.
Is anybody else grossed out right now?
I was just about to say, I want to vomit now.
Well, that's how I feel. There's people that say how they go to bed and they cuddle and
God.
And I'm like, stop. That's disgusting.
Well, that's like when you watch a movie and you see them like wake up in the morning and they're like, all snuggled. Yeah, how did you sleep? It's impossible.
You didn't sleep.
We don't even have the same blankets. Holly has her own blankets and I have mine.
Wow, that's next level.
You know what the other thing
is? Wait, so you have a king bed.
King bed.
But then you have what? Just like twin blankets?
I don't know what she has on her side. I just have a comforter.
But like for like a twin bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you, King is a world changer. You don't even have to know that the other person's in bed with you. It's wonderful.
King is nice.
Well, Queen, sure. You still touch each other from time to time.
I'll know because my wife is also still going to wake me up at 2 a.m. because the bathrobe hanging on the back of the door looks like a home intruder. And so I have to go take that down.
Get out your paring knife?
Yep. I got to grab my paring knife and I go in the corner. Oh, she hit me. She slapped me backhanded in the middle of the night the other night. I said, "What?" She goes, "Oh, the bathrobe over there. It's creeping me out." And she said, and then I said, "Fine, I'll take it down." So I'm up, and then she goes, "Well, while you're up, I also think I heard a noise."
Oh, good gosh.
So then I'm walking around
the
house. It
was you getting up to take down the bathroom.
Yep. At Jeff's house, the bathroom has holes in it.
That's right. You keep that in mind. Roach, when he comes in now, he always yells. Because I tell him, don't freaking knock. It annoys me when he knocks. But he always yells in case I'll shoot him.
Hey, you don't like me anyways. You're just looking for a reason.
He broke in.
He'd be standing in the doorway for like a good 20, 30 seconds.
It'll be
officer, I don't know. He snuck up on me.
It'll be just like the paint gun incident when he was an idiot.
No. You're behind me.
You were an idiot.
And he shot me in the back.
I shot you in the back because you ran around the corner came back and did not announce yourself.
No, I'm covering Stub. And all of a sudden, I get shot in the back.
He's on my team.
How did I run around the corner?
You went around the corner.
And then ran back, and I got shot in the back.
You ran back.
And got shot in the back. I ran backwards around the corner. Your story is made
you
up.
You got shot because you're still.
No, I'm covering Stub. Stub comes around the corner. He's like, "What are you doing?"
You got shot because you're stupid.
First game.
We found it.
And it was like 2 minutes of the game. He had to sit out for 20 minutes.
This was
when we did paintball. Oh, yeah. I thought you guys were talking about last night playing.
You got paintballed because you were stupid. We found the episode title in 7 minutes.
Stub comes around the corner and looks at him like, "What are you doing?"
You ran around, and then you came running back.
I didn't run anywhere. I'm looking around the corner. Bam! I get shot in the back. I look, and you're right there. Like, you just see
it. It was maybe 10 feet from me.
You and Kevin are discussing whether that's me or not. Well, I don't know. We better shoot him.
We laughed so freaking hard. His face.
I was pissed. You're stupid.
His face was a betrayal.
Yeah, speaking of betrayal, though, we played freaking Call of Duty last night. Three guys. Both of those two losers. One of them would hide in a spot where you can't get him.
Yeah, that's that idiot.
Normally it was him, but you did it too, stupid.
Yeah, because it was a good spot.
Yeah, I added the laying down. So you couldn't see
me. No, listen, I laid down too.
Listen, you were laying down too.
Both of these idiots would do it. So they
both of these idiots, meaning Roach and Grumpy Old Man.
Grumpy Old Man.
People can't see who you're pointing at.
Nobody's listening. They would hide in a spot. And I'd say to Jeff, or I'd say to Roach, let's team up and go get him, take him out, because this is, and they'd shoot me.
It was free for all.
It was free for all, but so Roach would be hidden, and he would be killing everybody.
Look at,
and you couldn't get him, so I'd say, all right, let's just make a pack for now, take him out. And then we'll.
But
then
your
we'll,
name doesn't. You come around a corner.
And he says it. Yes, it does. It shows up. It's player one, player two. And he just
I come around a corner. I see a guy with a gun. I fire.
But idiot knows that Roach is hiding in the spot. We know where he is.
You answered your own question by calling him idiot.
Yeah,
you
know. Both of them. So then I was like, all right, well, screw you then.
The spot got ruined because we just started throwing grenades in there.
The one time I said okay, and then I stabbed you.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're practicing stabbing.
Hey, we're working on our techniques.
I actually got pretty good at it.
There's a lot of timing involved.
Terrible.
It's all
I'm
timing.
Terrible too. I suck at
that. Every time I do it, I just end up looking down at my own feet.
Yeah, I'm such a mess because I end up looking up in the sky. I'm looking all over, and meanwhile, I'm getting stabbed.
I would be running by a guy and stab.
And sometimes you'd get them. Most of the time you get them, but a lot of times you might miss, and I just keep running because then they can't stab you.
You ran right past me. I was like, what is he doing?
I flung a knife at you, but you must have been too far away, and I just kept running. Because if you don't, you're going to get shot.
I enjoyed killing you.
Yeah, well, good. Oh. All right, are we done?
Can we go on? We had a topic.
Oh, you guys are going to... You casually mentioned the idea of buying milk in bags, yeah, and I was horrified.
Why do they sell milk in bags in Canada?
There's a lot of weird things there. The milk in bags, and then
our Canadian listeners, please help us out with this.
I was going to write down as for a possible episode title, Canadian milk bags, but it seems like a slur.
They also sell them big jugs of bottle of water, but then they sell it from, it's like Green Rock, and the container's light green. Like, why would you do that?
So you're buying a big...
It's called branding.
But it looks like the water's green. It's not, but hold on. It's in a green container. It's not appetizing if you look at it.
It's better than a yellow container.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't look good, though. You look at that, I think, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah, that way you can't see if there's any mold. Why would you call it white rock?
And then
you want
clear.
It in a white container?
Yeah, or that would be better.
No, I want to know why.
Or clear rock.
So when I buy milk in a bag, it's like a Ziploc bag consistency. Just loose bag of milk.
That's what it is. Yes. Yes.
It doesn't come in a cardboard container or anything?
No.
And I don't know what they put. I don't know if they have containers at home that you put it in.
Well, that's the thing. Cause
I bet it is. It's probably recycling.
They sell
boxed wine
and stuff, but that's...
It's probably
it's a bag inside of
the
a box.
Bag is probably better for the environment than the big.
Or maybe it just fits nicely into a dispenser.
Now, how are these displayed in the store?
They're laying on a shelf on top of one another. Yeah, it's very weird.
This is insane.
Maybe they have some kind of jug that's common that you put it into, and it has
like your grandma's hand-me-down Canadian milk jug.
It has like a dispenser or something in it that the bag fits nicely into.
But you have to kind of look to find the container milk.
Yeah.
Most of it is in a bag.
They sell it in the containers for the dumb Americans that come over.
Apparently, but most of it is in bags.
Large quantity ones are bags.
What's a large quantity?
I'm saying a gallon.
And half gallon, I think.
That's craziness.
It's weird.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I just don't. You know, we don't pay any attention there because we don't give a crap. But there must be some way to dispense it in a home somehow.
If only we had a producer who could look up why Canadians put milk in bags.
But there's a bunch of things you just can't get.
Is stuff here?
There's certain candy bars you can't get.
Texting my son. He's
but there's certain candy bars you can get though too.
Oh, like they have the big ones. That's everything's in it. Like Kit Kat or. There's Kit Kat ice cream.
You know what they have
there
that I really like?
Oh, if you say the coffee crisp, I'm going to smack you.
I do like the coffee crisp.
They have coffee crisp.
I don't like the coffee crisp.
I do like the coffee crisp, but they have a Curly Whirly.
I have no idea what that is.
That also sounds like a slur.
No, the Curly Whirly, we used to have them here. When I was a kid, it's like a long bar, but it's not like a bar. It's caramel with chocolate on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to be direct, like it had a weird shape to it, but it was just like, it looked kind of like a ruler. I don't know what it was called here, but I used to like those as a kid, but they're Curly Whirlies.
When I Googled why do Canadians, some of the top results were say sorry, and kill seals.
Wow.
Bag milk, though, was on the list, too. So I got it open.
What's the other one? Is it the Aero Bar? Is that the one with the...
Yeah, those are good.
The Crunch. Is it a Crunchy?
Yeah.
Here's a picture of it.
Which one?
God, these bags of milk are insane.
It is insanity.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
The first time we were there, I'm staring at the milk aisle like, what's
going on here? Three medium-sized bladders of milk, which that's a noun to use. Bladders of milk.
That's what they would remind you of. It was like a bladder.
Packaged together in one large sack. At home, the milk is placed in a pitcher, and one corner of the plastic is snipped off with scissors for pouring.
Right.
So you put the bag into a pitcher, and then pour it, but it stays in the bag.
I don't know why you wouldn't pour it into a pitcher.
It's At least 75% of all milk sold in Ontario comes in this unique delivery system.
Yes.
I will give them points.
Yeah, why? What's the rationale?
It's
got to
be environmental, right?
No, it says it's actually worse. They're less recyclable than containers.
So the question is, why do it?
Here we go. By the late 1960s, they were still using glass bottles, but officials were saying they were causing a lot of waste and expense. So then they were trying to convert to the metric system to make everything sell in liters.
Dumb mistake.
Manufacturing plants producing plastic jugs or cartons found that their machines would have to be dramatically altered to allow their containers to be resized to meet the new requirements. But the process for injecting milk into plastic bags needed only minor tweaks.
Oh, so it's a money-saving technique.
But it does. So it requires less plastic to hold the same amount of milk. But you've got...
But it's less recyclable.
It's less recyclable. Yep. And probably it's not all of Canada.
Something that was more recyclable.
It's just Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes.
So really, it just comes down to, they said, don't do glass bottles anymore. And they said, okay, but our machines aren't going to do these cartons, so we'll just throw it in bags.
Personally, I think it was better when we did glass bottles.
You can still get them.
That's easier recyclable than.
Well, they cleaned them.
Yeah, you.
Well, did. Right. You could just use them over and
you
over.
You can burn
they
dairy.
Take
burn
dairy. You can still do that. You can get the glass bottles and take them back. And
you buy
them.
It once, and then you get the deposit.
Yep. You know what I found out reading meters is that almost every house in the villages had a little milk door.
Yeah, you just probably on a weekly basis.
When they deliver them. You put your old ones in there. He took them and he put the fresh milk in the morning.
Huh.
So I don't know why you couldn't still do that today.
You could.
It'd be easier to do
it. There was just an article in the Buffalo News about the last milkman in the area retiring.
Just retired, yeah. But it'd be easier to do it now. Now there's better technology to do it, I would think.
But you reuse the bottles.
It's easier just to go to the store and pick it up than to have somebody
do it. Yeah, but they should do it in the bottles. The only thing they said about the bottles is they broke. They broke a lot.
So what?
The glass.
But the glass is biodegradable, right?
Yeah. Well, and can't you turn glass into more
too.
Glass?
Yeah.
I remember one melt it down. Breaking at Jeff's house once.
Yeah, it did.
What, did he throw it across the room?
It might have got tossed.
Did it have tomatoes on it?
No.
Yeah, the footage is a little grainy. You can't really make out if it was thrown or just...
So, moral of the story, does the milk taste any worse? Or?
Well, we didn't try it.
We don't
you
do it.
Try it?
No.
What are they going to do?
How are we doing that?
You got to get a pitcher.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to stick straws in it.
The rental place doesn't have one of these milk pitchers?
Well, we don't know when we're not there.
We didn't even know that's how they did it until just
we
now.
We looked at it like, what the heck is this? What's going on?
You got to slam a straw into it like a Capri Sun.
It's too bad we didn't have a video of it.
Pound back a liter of milk at a time.
Because the four of us are just standing there like, what the heck is going on in this crazy place?
To be fair, though, if you've ever seen Grumpy Old Man eat any sort of dessert, the way he drinks milk is basically a liter at a time. He gets the biggest cup in his entire house, and then he fills it to the point where he has to walk really slowly so that it doesn't spill.
We'll take a picture of the glass he uses.
He could make it so much easier for himself just pouring an ounce less milk, but he won't do it.
Do you go whole milk?
Yeah, usually.
Whole milk.
Whole milk is delicious.
It's like a freaking milkshake you're drinking.
That's good.
Then the kids will go get me milk. I'll get it for you, or whoever, and they'll come back and there'll be, you know, half an inch at the top.
Also known as a normal amount of space.
And I'll say, what, was there a war?
Rationing milk?
Just so you guys know, it's been 19 minutes and all we've talked about are milk and mattresses.
Yeah, it's time for a break.
All right, let's take a break.
I think we did.
I got it.
Is that the weirdest way milk is served, though? Is there any, you know, is there any place that you buy milk in a weirder fashion?
Buster Beatty used to do the right out of the cow's nipple at you when you would walk in the barn when I was a kid. You'd walk in and he'd fire it at you.
We looked it up. We should have guessed why it came in a bag, though.
I would have thought it was environmental, but apparently
that would have been my guess.
I would have thought that or cooking for, like, they use it for cooking so they don't. That's like you buy it in a bag because it's just going into meals or something.
What are you talking about?
I don't know how that makes any more sense.
So everything that comes...
You need a thing of milk for some recipe.
You don't use a lot of milk in recipes.
Yeah, no, you know all those recipes that you use a half gallon of milk at a time.
I guess we should go to the food expert, Roach, on cooking.
Unless you're making tapioca pudding.
Well, yes, you know, I was making some spaghetti sauce the other day, so I put in the tomatoes and the onions and the garlic, and then I threw in a half gallon of milk. And
I don't think it came in half gallons, did it?
It comes in liters. I didn't think it came in a quart.
It was smaller size ones.
Yeah,
it
liters
was,
of
quart. It might be that what we were seeing is three individual liter bags in a big bag.
Right.
I don't know. We didn't buy.
No.
Yeah, because we didn't know how to work it.
Yeah, well, I picking it up gave me the heebie-jeebies.
What do we got? Any questions?
Yeah, I got one for you.
All right, let's do it.
Let's see. Let's do this one. All right, so we're here at Grumpy Old Man's house. A zombie horde is coming at us, right? Walking Dead style. You can pick any weapon you want that's not a firearm. What do you pick to defend yourself?
Roach.
Wait,
I put Roach.
We talked about zombies, but this time I'm saying you can't have any guns, any explosives.
I got Roach.
Old school weapon.
I figure I throw Roach, that's going to feed a shitload of them.
I would love, I would pay a good amount of money to watch you throw Roach.
I actually.
Yeah, right. I think you just have to kill Roach.
Yeah, either
make
way.
Make a lot of noise. Let the zombies come, and then you can just walk away. Then.
Yeah, we can
just
walk away.
Stroll away.
They're happy. Zombies are happy for a week.
I've actually read the Zombie Survival Guide.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so you're coming at this as an expert.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have just asked you.
The best weapon, according to the Zombie Survival Guide, is a crowbar because it's lightweight, but yet enough blunt force, and you can jam them in the head with it.
Crowbar is a good weapon.
Yeah, it's a little short. I would go with something longer.
Yeah, that might be my worry. You got to get up pretty close.
I don't want to be that close.
I would pick a tank.
Well, if everything's a zombie, you're going to have no choice.
No firearms.
I'm not shooting them. I'm just running them down.
Okay.
You're in a house.
You're in a house.
You just said you're in our house. What are you going to do? Take the tank around? Drive around the tank?
Don't you know?
What about like a crossbow? Is that legal?
Yeah, that works.
How about the stick? Like, what's his name? Walking Dead.
Yeah, he had the stick.
I've thought of, what's the Spartans had, like a long...
Like a spear.
Yeah.
Like a big long spear.
It was a big long spear.
We're all dead.
I always thought that would be good.
Happened. We're dead anyways.
Bullshit, I'd make it.
No, you're dead. You can't walk. You're not throwing Roach. That's impossible.
No, we just kick him in the shin or something, knock him down.
See?
Outrun him.
You make these jokes, but... You're keeping your friends close, and you're not giving up one for no reason.
I've given up one for a week of life.
Okay, no. But let's say if we're in the zombie apocalypse, and the only way to survive is to sacrifice one of us. Which one are we sacrificing?
You.
I know for damn sure it's not me.
I would tell you this. I would have you guys just draw straws, and then whatever one it is, it is.
No, it's Ryan. You got to remember. You got to have people that are useful in the future. He can't internet. He can't use the internet because that's all gone.
Ryan, I'm saying, damn it! I keep tweeting everybody saying we need supplies. I tweeted at Top saying we needed free groceries, and they haven't replied yet.
The biggest guy is going down because hopefully it feeds him for a while, and you just
sorry, Roach.
I disagree. You gotta worry about skills and stuff.
We also would have to feed you.
Yeah, that's true.
In the tough times.
Yeah.
I know where the food is.
Yeah, he would.
He'll smell it. Guys, there's food over here.
Well, and the other part about Roach is he's willing to do whatever it takes to get the food. So if you're on a mission, you gotta get food.
It looks hairy. You say, look at Roach, we need the food.
We got to get food, Roach.
Goddamn like, right we need food. I'll get it.
Yeah, but the problem is, when it comes down to There's only that one bag of chips left, and it's
that's when you knock him out.
Liver, you feed
zombies. You take the chips.
He's killing all of us with no remorse.
Well, I don't know why you gotta immediately go to ditch one of your buddies, anyways.
That's just what I feel.
You know what, secure the house. You got a lot.
No, Roach. There would be. He would turn on the news. CNN would be like, "There's a zombie apocalypse," and he'd go, "Oh, I gotta go kill Roach."
I drag him out and leave him in the front yard.
And the rest of the apocalypse drill.
Yeah, no, there's a zombie apocalypse movie coming out.
He wouldn't leave him in the front yard. He'd take him over to Grandma and Grandpa's house and leave him in their front yard. Let the zombies go over there. Then when they're done, they go get them.
They got two more over there.
Then they get the old people.
Hey, and they're not, you know what? Expendable.
They don't have much time anyways.
No.
Grumpy old man is definitely going to be in the news now. After seeing a commercial for a new zombie apocalypse movie, man kills friend. alleges he was acting funny.
That would be tough. If you had to, I think the straw thing might be it.
Yeah, you guys would draw straws.
Yeah. Well, how else you doing it?
He says you guys would draw straws.
Well, no,
he's not involved.
The concept here is that somehow you have to decide which one of your buddies is going down. So
wait, can I ask Grumpy Old Man? Can you run with your knee replacement?
If I have to.
Oh boy! But how long? Not how long is the thing going to hold up? Oh,
20 feet.
Okay, it's easy. He's done. He can't run.
Well, that's to you, but I'm saying to him, his solution is you guys are drawing straws. Whoever gets the low straw is
I can't pick one. Yes, sir.
Right.
No, that's not my solution. It was going to be Ryan, but I'm thinking Jeff now.
You're in the house, though. Where are you running to? You're locked up in your house.
Yeah, still, I was going to try to keep somebody, but he's done. He's gone now. But I don't have to watch my back anymore.
I'm going with the straw thing, too. I don't know. Who am I getting rid of?
Are we talking Night of the Living Dead zombies or World War Z movies?
No, you just said like Walking Dead zombies.
World War Z, no one survived.
No one's surviving.
That doesn't matter. No. I just...
You turn in 13 seconds and they're
super-powered.
Yeah. Like, no one's surviving that.
Yeah. Even Brad Pitt's going down in that.
They kill them with just knives now on Walking Dead.
Oh, Walking Dead. That's what, part of the reason why that show lost it for me was because it got to where the zombies aren't even a factor anymore.
Yeah, but that was cool for a while. The show, it went on too long.
Right.
I just tweeted out. And I'm sure all of our fans listening saw it. World War Z, or not World War Z, Z Nation. Better show than Walking Dead. Entertaining, stuff actually happened.
I watched some of that. It was stupid.
Wait, did you tweet that from our official account or your
sure
own?
Did.
You can't air out your bullshit ideas on our our branded
personally.
References.
It's more interesting. Things happen.
Nah, dumb.
It's silly.
It is silly.
Oh. Okay, from Mr. Argues that zombies are the stupidest thing ever. Why is that any sillier than the idea of zombies to begin with?
Obviously, there's ways to do it better than... There's more realistic ways. That one is so silly, it's hard to watch.
That's what it's fun. Dumb. It's just over the top. It's fun.
Yeah, you said it. Over the top.
Walking Dead.
Dumb.
Just boring. Nothing happens.
I'd say the first... 4 or 5 seasons.
I think if they
would
have stopped at 5.
I'd give them 5.
Fine.
After that, it just became shitty camping.
Right, yes. But, yes.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
This whole episode is like, well, we got to set up a tent now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that on my own.
Yeah, The Walking Dead, I think that this is, kind of the what they're trying to portray, but... The people are way worse than the zombies. It's like the zombies are just kind of cattle out there on the ranch, while the people in the farm are fighting each other.
But I do think,
that's right. That's realistic because
people will do
when they don't have food.
But when was the last time you even saw somebody get killed by a zombie on that show? You'll go months without seeing somebody killed by a zombie.
But I also think that's realistic in that they would get used to dealing with those. Those zombies don't change, although they are changing now.
Oh, really?
A lot of spoilers.
I haven't seen it. Why they're getting more?
They gain gills. they amphibious?
No.
They've got schools now.
Some of them are talking.
Oh, burn the show down.
Oh, and Z Nation
pour the gasoline and light the match.
It's time to be done.
Well, I agree. I've said five seasons.
They're talking to each other. They're planning.
Oh, just whisper of words you hear every once in a while now. Right. Got to find them.
Yeah. Well, we gave up a while ago. So
yeah, I haven't watched it in like two seasons.
I think this is it for us. When the end of this one, this season, and
we're done.
And you know what I don't like about that show either? They're too afraid to kill anybody off. They kill people, but it's always like...
They
make sure that the characters run their course before killing them.
I think the first three or four seasons...
Yeah, they kill people off. There's no way they're killing them.
And it was like, holy crap, this show is great because you would think, oh, this is going to be one of the main characters. And then all of a sudden, they're done.
But you know what happened? Like any other show, these people got popular. Yeah. The ones that are still around
got too popular. Yeah, because who was the one kid that it looked like they were killing him, and then they didn't kill him, and then they did kill him.
He ended up dying. But
can I ask you this though? You ever see a little show called Game of Thrones?
No, we've done this 100 times.
See, every other episode, a main character gets killed.
But even that one's got some that have been on the whole time, too.
All right, here's a question for you. Speed round, Roach.
Oh, thank God.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather always have to sing instead of speaking or always dance instead of walking?
Sing. I'm not dancing. Come on. I can't dance when I'm trying.
It's dance.
No way.
I got to go with Roach on this one.
Dance?
No way. You're sitting there, we're playing Call of Duty, and you're like, oh, I just killed Scott.
Or you don't got
to
do opera.
Yeah, it has to be loud.
You could do rap.
I just killed stuff. Whoa. Shoot.
Yeah.
I don't hear much different than I normally say.
After about 2 seconds of that,
we had a good podcast going, but when Stubb got discovered on episode 54 and his hip-hop career started.
You know what?
I'm just glad we were a springboard for somebody.
You do that for 2 minutes, and I'm going, okay. Hold on a second.
Go back to what Grumpy Old Man said a minute ago. It wouldn't have to be loud. That'd be the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Is somebody quietly singing to themselves?
I got his perfect four fat guys rap name, Tubby Stubby.
How about this?
I was going to go DJ Diabito, but that was just
we're going into the keg to get dinner, and you and Roach dance until you dance all the way to our seat.
We dance right into our seat, but then we order, hey, I'll take the steak and fries.
Yeah, everybody's looking at us then.
No, they're not looking at you when you go, I want a steak and fries, please.
The best part is he walks in and everyone starts paying attention because he's got two idiots dancing their way to the table and everyone's like, man, what the hell's wrong with them? And then you guys are suddenly normal and he's the wacko.
Yeah, and he's singing to the waitress and she's like,
oats.
I will take a Diet Coke, please.
Yeah, I think I'd rather dance because I walk into the restaurant dancing and they're like, man, this guy's crazy. And then they come over and they go, oh, no, he was just being a goon.
Yeah, and they just think, he's just being funny. But
you start singing at the table and they're like, what the hell is wrong with this?
You can't even talk about how, hey, Roach, how was your meal? Well, it was very good today. I loved my steak.
I think you get used to it.
And potatoes.
More likely to get your food spit in. Singing your order or dancing into the restaurant.
I dance in. Once I sit down, they're like, okay, the guy was a goofball, but he settled down now.
Now,
we're good.
Here's the thing. It's not light dancing. We're talking intense dancing.
I can't dance.
Right? No, it doesn't matter. You are forced to try. To intensely
I'm
dance.
I'm coming in, doing Michael. I'm pulling my crotch. I'm sticking my hand out. I'm pulling them. I'm moonwalking in there.
I think people would kind of appreciate that. Yeah. I think people can kind of get down with
if
that
guy. If you get good, I might get applause after a while.
If I'm the
I walk in, people, hey, look at that guy.
If I'm the waiter or the waitress, I'm definitely ruining the guy who sings me their orders food. See, the guy who dances in, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Right.
They'd see him start walking, they'd go, oh, here comes stupid Stubb again.
Yeah. They'd go, okay, those shenanigans, they got to stop. But once I sit down, they do stop. You two idiots. It just begins when you sit down. Well, plus,
you heard a minute ago, if he tries to wrap his order, he's just getting a big bowl of shippy, shippy, shoopy sha.
and if you call and try to make a reservation and sing your reservation to me, yeah. I'm hanging up.
I'd like a large cheese pizza, please.
Well, and then can you imagine, like, complaining?
You could order online.
They bring you back the wrong thing. You got to sing it to them.
Yeah, order online. We still have the internet.
Yeah.
Okay, how you ordering at the restaurant there?
I don't like eating out that much.
When he shows, how you
I'll
tell
show
him?
You how.
Oh, you.
That's what I do is go.
He's pointing at his throat.
And I write it down, and I hand it to her.
Oh, you just point at the menu?
And now she thinks there's something wrong with my voice.
Are you sitting there with me? Because I'm pointing out that, no, he's perfectly fine. He's got a voice.
You know what I write? You know what I write? This idiot's making fun of me. After you've just danced in, she goes, yeah, he is an idiot.
So basically, you're never speaking again.
Not in public.
Basically, the two you know what? You I'm able to like can't this go anywhere together.
You guys.
Yeah, I like it too.
I'm liking it better to you guys. For you guys.
Oh, man.
You got to dance everywhere you go. Oh, I don't have the energy.
Hey, maybe it'd be good for you to dance a little bit when you're on your feet.
Oh, wow, that's right now fun your weight. That's,
right now you
kick a man when
you
he's
know
down.
What? Now you're waddling with your sciatica. So.
Have you lost weight, Roach?
No.
Oh,
it's his new clothing.
It's a new
he's
look.
Got.
Maybe the less hair.
But you know, he got the new hair. I don't. Something's up with him. I think this is his midlife crisis.
Oh God!
He got the new haircut. He's
the sex now appeal has gone through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone to the clip.
Does your wife ever take her hands off you?
Yes.
Oh, Roach, I see you just slammed the emergency button. So I got a speed round for you.
Does she get angry when you leave to come here because you're not in her eye line anymore?
All right, here's a question. For this one, because you idiots are always going to ask me, you have to keep it in your house. And you have to keep it alive. Oof. Would you rather have a gorilla-sized cat or a cat-sized gorilla live in your home with you?
Cat-sized gorilla.
Yeah.
It has the temperament of a gorilla.
I'm allergic to cats.
Cats evil anyways. So I don't trust a gorilla-sized
cat. Cats are not evil.
They're evil.
A gorilla-sized cat would probably kill me because regular-sized cats almost kill me.
If you said gorilla-sized dog, I would take that. Because dogs are nice, sweet animals.
Yeah, but it's still a gorilla.
It's that big.
No,
it's big.
a gorilla-sized dog.
Oh.
It's a gorilla-sized dog or
a dog-sized gorilla.
A dog-sized gorilla.
I take the gorilla-sized cat.
Yeah.
What could it do to you?
A big-ass cat could do a whole lot to you.
Hell yeah.
Not with my foot in its ass.
Yeah, you can't jump that high if it's gorilla-sized.
It's a gorilla. I'm taking the cat-sized gorilla. What's it going to do to me?
Oh.
I'll stomp on it.
Yeah, but it's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla.
I'll throw it a freaking
banana. It jumps on your face and eats your face.
I'll throw it a banana every once in a while.
Is this one of those like Dunstan checks in type scenarios?
No, that's a chimpanzee, you idiot.
You can put it.
Don't bring your bullshit in here. Talking about Dunstan.
You can put it.
I'm angry at myself for being able to call you out on that too. Just so you know,
I'm not even sure what they're talking about.
I don't know
right
what
now.
You're talking about.
Right now, this must be a millennial thing.
Big ass idiot. Shit. All right. I hate you. So a gorilla, I'm looking up here. A gorilla is about 5.5 feet tall, weighs 350 pounds.
Yeah.
It's kind of roach size.
It's a roach size.
That's a big
massive
mean,
beast.
That's
though.
A mean cat.
But it's not.
It's the size of a cat. It's like 20 pounds at the most.
Okay, but that's still a gorilla. It's got thumbs.
And I do too, and I'll stick one right in its eye.
You can put it in a cage.
It's also
small.
How strong is a gorilla?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you shrink it down.
Probably as strong as a man, maybe even stronger.
Stronger than a man.
Here's a question for you. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you the question, and then I'll give you the science after. Question is professional fighter versus gorilla. Who wins?
Gorilla.
Gorilla.
You're saying gorilla?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, who's a professional fighter, though?
Anybody you want. Strongest person you can think of who's a professional fighter.
Oof.
Not a professional wrestler. Fighter. Because the gorilla's not going to
They can't
pull
also
punches.
Be fighters?
I'm telling you right now, the gorilla's not pulling punches.
Going? I'm writing Brock Lesnar right now and telling him that you...
He couldn't even take Jones.
But I'm telling him that Josh said he's not a real fighter because he's a
To be clear, I think Brock Lesnar could kick my ass. I don't think
yours, but he's not a real MMA fighter either.
Wow. I would go with anybody.
Former UFC heavyweight champ.
I would give somebody UFC
heavyweight division was garbage.
I would give a lower weight UFC fighter versus any professional wrestler.
John Jones. Yep. John Jones is pound for pound the greatest fighter there is.
Brock Lesnar looked like a real fighter until he got punched.
Yeah, he got hit once and went, and then that was it.
Wow, he looked like just me in the ring.
But the question is, it doesn't matter who you pick.
I don't
Gorilla.
So if you go John Jones or Brock Lesnar, they're both getting beat by the Gorilla. That's my answer.
You saying Gorilla?
Final answer.
Yeah, Gorilla.
Correct answer is Gorilla.
Yeah.
And I don't think
wait, it's according close. To you or according
no,
to the internet?
No, this is according to Slate.com.
Oh, yeah.
They've got fangs. Know. They've got 100% of their total resources. Also, did you know? So,
I think Andre the Giant could have taken a
Gorilla. Usain Bolt, his 100-meter dash time translates to 23 miles an hour. A gorilla can go 25 miles an hour. So you're not outrunning a gorilla either.
Okay, now ask Slate.
Six to 15 times as strong as the average human. The average gorilla.
Gorilla's destroying Andre the Giant.
I don't know, man. Andre the Giant's pretty scary.
He's big. He was big.
That was it.
Could barely move.
His hands were bigger than your head.
But he could barely move.
Hulk Hogan slammed a man.
You knock professional wrestling, and then you use that as part of your argument.
Hey, I was 12 when I watched it. What's your excuse?
I'm still not going with the gorilla cat either.
I am.
I think that's...
Are you going cat gorilla or gorilla cat?
I'm going with the gorilla cat.
Gorilla cat.
Gorilla the size of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put it in a cage then.
It's got thumbs. Good luck trying to get it in the cage.
Oh, I got a padlock.
They're pretty smart. I think
they're not getting a lock open without the key.
Did you ever see that one gorilla they taught sign language?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kick his ass.
And I know what your gorilla cat would be signing to you, too.
Yeah, you only need one finger for that one. It didn't take him long to teach that sign.
The gorilla cat would be really nice or it gets the cold again.
That gorilla cat's they're smart enough. It's waiting for you to be in bed. And then when you fall asleep, when you're dead in your sleep, you're not waking up. That's the end of it.
You're smarter.
No, you know what's going to happen. The gorilla...
You need a cage locked in a closet.
The cat-sized gorilla is going to come up to Roach while he's sleeping and go, I can't wait to kill this son of... Oh, somebody beat me to it. He's already dead.
Yeah.
Oh, damn
he's
it.
He's dead, yeah. Then he goes
He hasn't breathed in 2 minutes.
Then he goes and locks himself back in his cage. And
I'll just stay here.
Were there any gorillas in Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, is there gorillas?
Do you know they have orangutans and everything.
Didn't we go see that Tim Burton one?
The one with
Marky
Mark?
Mark in it?
Yeah, we went to go see that.
I saw that on TV the other day.
That was bad.
Holy God, was that terrible.
That was bad.
And I love Planet of the Apes movies, but...
That's the one with what's his name in it?
Marky Mark.
No.
Marky Mark. Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti's in it. Holy...
Duncan.
Yeah, he's in.
What's his name?
The guy in Green Mile there.
Yeah.
Isn't he dead now, too?
Yeah, the big guy. Michael. Wasn't his name Mike?
It is Michael.
That was a good movie. That was probably the last movie Mom and Dad ever went to.
The Green Mile?
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Remember? They went with all of us to see
Cars.
That Ben Stiller movie, Walter Mitty.
Oh, yeah, the Secret Life of Walter Mitty. They were so angry.
They were so angry.
They went to the Green Mile, and, it starts out with some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, but at the end, they both liked it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Hey, did you see they're making a sequel to Unbreakable?
Yeah, it's already out.
It's already out.
It's Glass.
Glass.
And it's stupid.
I gotta see that. Getting horrible
reviews.
I don't even know what Unbreakable is.
I didn't see Unbreakable.
I'd love to go
Unbreakable was really good.
Yeah, I'd love to be a super villain.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan
movie.
It's
from like 20 years ago.
We went to go see it together.
It was like 2000.
Unbreakable?
Yeah,
it came out like 2003.
Yeah, it's with two of you,
Bruce Willis. I never saw it.
Me, you, Sissy, and my wife.
With Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
I didn't see it.
He's on the train and
I never saw that.
Everybody on the train dies, but he doesn't.
I never saw it, so.
I never saw that one.
I never saw it.
It was really good.
Wait. Did you ever see it?
My kids saw Unbreakable.
It was
good.
They
were like, it was pretty good, but I didn't see it.
I'd love to be a super
villain. Isn't there one before that?
supervillain?
Oh yeah.
No, there was a sequel or
Split.
Split is the second one in the
trilogy, and you don't realize that until like the last 2 minutes of Split.
Oh, okay.
They pull it in right at the end.
Didn't see the Split either.
So that Split was okay.
Which one did we see?
He's had one good movie.
Signs?
You're talking Signs.
Signs is the... No. Signs...
Signs was good. There was one in up. A village.
The Village. Oh,
the Village. The Village is good.
I think Signs is his only
Sixth
good
Sense.
Movie.
Oh,
what about The Village?
Sixth Sense.
Come on.
Sixth Sense. Sorry. Sixth Sense
Those
is his
three
only
are the best
ones.
Signs is a good movie.
Signs is a good one.
I like Signs.
Too.
Signs holds up. Holds up pretty well, too.
Yeah. The one he did recently with the grandparents was pretty decent.
Oh, what's that? The Visit?
The Visit. Yeah.
That one was decent.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. It was all right.
I'm just saying, I'd love to be a supervillain. It'd be awesome.
This movie's getting crushed, though. Glass, whatever. It's got terrible ratings.
They must
even
all make...
by critics and viewers are, it's like 50%.
I mean, Sixth Sense.
You'll
maybe,
never beat that.
No.
Too bad for him it was his first movie. Because everything now is just, you can't beat that movie.
Yep.
Yeah, you start out with something like that, you're in trouble.
Signs was good, though.
Yeah,
I really
like
that
Signs
movie.
A lot.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I might watch it tonight now.
Watch it then,
it's
stupid.
A good movie.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're good.
Good, goodbye.
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.